Thoroughbred teams and Reds baseball. No matter the season, we say go Reds and go Breds. Come down and see the boys.
Central Kentucky weather.
Rain across the Bluegrass this morning, changing over to partly cloudy skies. A little sunshine later today. Highs expected to reach in the mid-60s. Now tonight, partly cloudy skies, low around 40. Tomorrow, a little sunshine through Saturday. High expected to reach in the low 60s. An extended look for Sunday. Partly cloudy skies and a little cooler. Highs in the upper 50s with sunshine throughout the day on Monday. High in the mid-60s.
Right now, as we take a look, cloudy skies, 62 here in downtown Cynthiana. And good Friday morning to you. It is time for Coffee Break Extra, being brought to you today by the Ross Opera House, Harris Memorial Hospital, Ewald Jewelers on Main, and Smith Insurers. And with that, we say good morning to our host, Mr. James Smith.
Hey, good morning, Edward.
Hello, sir.
How are you today?
I'm okay. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm good.
You know something I realized after we got through talking in our pregame meeting a few moments ago?
What's that?
Next week is not the last Monday of the month. We've still got another week.
Oh, okay. I wonder that wasn't on the calendar.
Yeah. We were planning about next week and talking about a thing or two. And he's like, yeah, next week's the last. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it is. And then I was like, no, it's not.
Well, I've...
But anyway, just thought I would tell you that because I didn't know if we would get to talk later.
Well, probably not. As soon as this is over, I got a meeting, so I got to run out.
You don't have a meeting?
Yeah.
You have?
Almost every day.
You have 5 meetings.
Yesterday. Third Thursday of the month. 5 meetings.
It is a busy day.
Yep.
Out Mary.
Yep. For some reason, everybody wants a meeting on third Thursday of the month.
At some point, will you be wearing a top hat and sash that says mayor?
Maybe for a special memorable day.
I mean, I really think you should start presenting around town with a top hat, a tux, and a sash that says mayor.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, I think that would like seal the deal. I mean, imagine how quick meetings would wrap up because it'd be like, who's this crazy man?
You know, he's not worn his mayor hat in a while. He had a hat that he used to wear.
He did have a mayor hat.
Not seen that
That's
in
right.
a while.
It was very fetching. And to let us know who you were.
Well, that was given to me because I don't go around like announcing myself as mayor. Like when I introduce myself, I just seemed weird to say, "Hey, I'm James. Oh, I'm the mayor."
You could call me Mr. Mayor.
That's when people didn't know me those first couple of years. So Tommy Jean got me a hat that said mayor, so people would know who I was. Yeah.
Well, that's very smart of her.
Yes,
it's important that we know your title.
I don't know. Sometimes I don't want people to know my title.
I mean, it seems like your car should be emblazoned like with the Cynthiana logo.
With little flags out the front.
Yes.
Well, when the security guys come in before you, that usually is the clue.
No, well, that's
just,
right.
Just kidding.
Well, as you walk downtown, you just follow the rose petals, and generally James
wow.
will be.
Poor James. We're picking on James, and it's not even 3 minutes into the show.
Right. Whose idea was it to have our... assistant to the county attorney, Brian Knupp, is my guest today.
It's been like 2 months since I've gotten the jazz music.
Really?
Yeah, it's I miss being with you guys. I mean, yeah,
I got the jazz reference, by the way.
There you go.
Excellent.
I did.
So
Brian Knupp, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me back. I was afraid I'd had too many misses and was going to get struck from the calendar.
No, I have to have more than that, or I would have already been struck.
Well, because of your meetings and stuff.
That's right.
Yeah.
But you know, we had a really good meeting yesterday. Judge Marshall was with me. We had one up at the Bluegrass Ad, and kind of an update from the legislative session on some money that's available for
that's
municipalities.
Right. We want the pork. We want our streets paved, Mayor.
Well, you know, here's one of the things the state legislature did, and it's a great, great idea. There's a lot of federal money available for grants at the federal level.
Mm-hmm.
And they're for energy communities and linked to communities that's been impacted by coal, the loss of coal jobs and stuff. Well, they got Harrison County in that group and most of the counties in Kentucky. But the problem with those grants is, you know, they're multi-million dollar grants, and the match is sometimes 50%. So if we got a $2 million grant, we would have to come up with $1 million, and we just don't have that. And so that knocks a lot of communities out of applying for this. Well, what the state legislature did is they made a pot of money available to fund the match
Oh my.
For these grants. So.
So it becomes like a local state come together, cooperate
yes.
to match the federal dollar that's out there.
That's right. And so what we have to do now locally is find the grant because, you know.
Right.
We're not sitting around with a bunch of, you know, applications ready to go.
Right.
So we have to find the grant, the idea, the and apply. And May 18th is when they start taking applications. So.
So all of a sudden your schedule got even busier.
Yes. Yes.
Because you...
Because
you do quite a bit of grant writing.
Well, I have to make time now.
Right.
You know, it's not one of those that I have, you know, hours each week to sit on a website going through all these federal grants, finding
gotcha.
Something that's going to impact Cynthiana. Now I have to put some things on the side burner for a while. And,
right.
you know, I've instructed other people as well. People, you know, EDA, Chamber, Main Street, we all have
working.
To make this a priority. So we may have to cancel, you know, stop doing some things that we're doing for a while. Tourism. You know,
because
county, city, parks and rec. I mean, everybody just needs to spend some hours.
There's some opportunity to bring projects into the community for things we probably there was no way we could afford it on our own.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, that you know that seems to be one of the amazing things about this bluegrass ad that most people have probably heard. I know we've talked about it before on the show.
Right.
And my thought is that, as a rule, it's this big, amorphous, hidden, weird government agency, but it's where the money comes from.
Yes, yes.
Bluegrass ad has its hand in almost every dollar that flows through state government to local government.
Right, and we in the county pay dues.
Right.
Based on our population to the bluegrass ad.
Right.
And they collect the money from all the other 16 counties and cities mm-hmm. within those. And then they hire grant writers.
Right.
That work for us. So when people, you know, people tell me all the time, hey, the city should hire a grant writer. Well, we do. We have a whole staff of them, you
right.
know, and we just have to give them a grant and say, hey, I want to do this. Write the grant for us and get it. And they go. And they've been very, very successful.
Well.
At that. Because they know. I mean, these are... They come out of college and they intern in Washington and then they get jobs at the bluegrass ad. So they know
right.
how to write grants. So
well that you know, the bluegrass the ad, the area development districts in Kentucky, that is from where the dollars flow.
Right.
And I think to some extent when it comes to putting our community in a better position, it's more important to be at the bluegrass ad meeting than it is like hanging out trying to lobby 100 legislators.
Yes, yes.
I mean, it's shooting fish in a barrel.
Right.
The dollars all go through there.
Right. And we've been very, very good the last couple of years because I was chairman of the Bluegrass Ad Board for a while and vice chair. And
then you should have won.
I've been heavily involved. So, you know.
That's
beneficial. We've got $25 million projects going on right now from Lowhead Dam improvements.
Right.
And we get small ones like improving our 911 center equipment here or police purchase here. There's a lot that people don't see, but it's because we're at the table.
Yeah.
You know? So, hey, talking about the state legislature,
yes.
there was a big crime bill passed.
Oh, yeah, there was. House yeah. Bill 5.
Yeah, and some of it, even the governor was in favor of it. It was a bipartisan, hey, this is good stuff. There was some that was kind of controversial that... led to a veto, but then it was overridden. But I mean, overall, it's going to impact us locally, right?
It will.
Okay, let's talk about the impacts.
Where I see the biggest in statewide media, some of the biggest discussion has primarily been in the context of these open air homeless camps. I don't know.
Lexington, Louisville,
Covington, Newport.
Yeah,
I saw one small one around Bowling Green when we went to go see Marshall in January, but they have a real problem with like folks getting in the median, like underneath the overpasses in Louisville and throwing up tents and camping and that sort of thing. And the General Assembly basically stepped up and said, "All right, we're gonna make that a crime."
And that was the controversial part of this.
Very controversial. And I have every confidence on earth that it will be challenged, particularly in Jefferson County. Well, its constitutionality will be challenged.
Well, I think at the Supreme Court there's a case
There's the Lexington panhandling case.
That's in the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yes.
Okay.
That and that's turning more on a free speech issue because in Lexington the ordinance is along the lines of you can't ask people for money. Well, the comeback argument is you have a First Amendment right to say whatever you want. Even if you are annoying somebody to the nth degree, you have the right to say it. So that has wound its way up to Washington. This is more along the lines of can a police officer take an individual who is camping on a public space to jail?
Right.
I'm sure folks have different arguments, different ways. If you're a firm believer in the broken windows policy where you cite and charge and address something as small as a broken window in the community as far as getting it cleaned up, then this is a good decision for you. If you are more in line of your approach to criminal justice is a reform deterrence, try to teach someone to do something differently, going to jail doesn't do it.
Right.
You know, paying a fine, doing a penalty, this sort of thing doesn't accomplish what your goal is. So kind of the two thoughts of where criminal justice is now, this bill certainly swings the pendulum to the broken windows, the very aggressive policing side. So that's going to be – I don't see that being a problem for us here in Cynthiana because we don't have open-air –
No, camping.
And,
you know, we run across that sometimes. You know, every once in a while someone will get a call saying, hey, there's somebody camping on the backside of Flat Run Park.
Right.
We'll go, and they'll be homeless. They'll be passing through town, and then we help them. Hey, do you need shelter? Can we get you somewhere? You know, we try to help them get out of their situation. You can't be camping in the park.
No.
Or out the scout camp. There was a time that... You know, I went out there one time for a scouting event, and there was, you know, someone camping out there because they didn't have a place to go. So, but we helped them get somewhere into a shelter or something like that. So that's really not going to have an impact here. But what parts of the bill,
the
positive or negative, could
the big thing that I see changing in our community is the liability limit for shopkeepers when and if they have to deal with shoplifters. We have a change kind of in the world of shoplifting. It's nationwide, and it's a result of the self-scan units.
Right.
And instead of folks like going in and taking a pack of cigarettes and sticking it in their pocket and walking out the door, now they attempt to do the theft at the scanner. So instead of paying for five sandwiches, you pay for four.
You call it, you know, slide one in.
Slide and skip scan and that sort of thing. And apparently, nationwide, you know, businesses are trying to decide whether or not they want to keep the use scans and that sort of thing. And I know we're all still looking for our 1099s from Walmart for doing our job and that sort of thing. But the reality is that a lot of merchants have found themselves in a position where liability-wise, they have been reluctant to stop people they believe are taking their inventory out of the store illegally because there's a question of civil and criminal liability. So one of the things the General Assembly did was make clear that if a shopkeeper has a reason to stop you for shoplifting, you are immune from criminal and civil liability.
Okay.
And that has been a large problem. There have been some large personal injury judgments, particularly in the more eastern counties, where folks have been detained and that were detained unlawfully. They weren't shoplifting. Or there's one particular case that I know out of Pike County where the shopkeeper went out to the shoppers or the purported shoplifter's car and drug them back into the store. That was a problem.
Right.
Now I don't know that you're going to have immunity from that.
Right.
But in terms of you make the stop, you make the accusation, this sort of thing, you're now going to have more legal protection as a shopkeeper to say stop.
Okay.
I want to search. You know, I want my sandwich back.
Right.
You know, however you play it and that sort of thing. That's going to be. I see that having the biggest effect in our community.
Right.
Excuse me. The other thing that is changing, and I don't know exactly how it's changing, is we are looking at a reclassification of a number of property crimes.
Now, when you say property crimes, like stealing?
Like theft, burglary.
Taking someone's property.
Correct. Criminal mischief. It looks like that there are going to be some adjustments on whether, if you steal someone's property, the threshold right now is $500 or more is a felony. There's an adjustment to that where I think it is going to either $750 or $1,000.
Okay.
But if you damage someone's property, like criminal mischief, that's going, a felony right now is $1,000, and I think it's dropping to $500.
Okay.
So it'll be easier to bring a felony
charge. So throwing a rock through somebody's window,
correct.
Now it's a felony.
So some quality of life type stuff to address some concerns that the General Assembly has seen.
Okay. And that takes effect? Is that one of those emergency where it takes effect immediately?
I don't think so. I think it's July 1st.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a break here on Coffee Break Extra. We're with Brian Knubb, the assistant to the county attorney, right here on WCYN.
As one of only five hospitals in Kentucky earning a five-star quality rating by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Harrison Memorial Hospital in Cynthiana provides its neighbors with exactly the specialty services they need. Their Women's Health Center offers more personalized care, but it packs a big punch. Larger birthing suites, a secure newborn nursery, and a lactation specialist certified by the International Board Certified Lactation Consultants, all without leaving your community. They really know how to make a new mom feel pampered and special. Their three board-certified OBGYNs, Dr. Jennifer Cannon, Dr. Derek Clark, and Dr. Ashley Blake, offer years of expertise. And their OBGYN offices are even located just next door to where you'll deliver on your big day. Harrison Memorial Hospital. They say great things come in smaller packages, boy or girl. How we agree.
Ewald Jewelers on Main. Now, we could talk carat weight, clarity, color, and cut, but the important thing is if you have someone special that you want something special for, you need to see Steve Ewald. Whether it's holidays, special occasions, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding gifts, Steve will help you find the perfect gift. Watch, clock, and jewelry repairs. You can resize, remount, or change your stone settings. Quality merchandise, repairs, and awesome service combined with a name you can trust. Ewald Jewelers on Main. Phone 234-3741.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call Tolu, Becky, or Joseph at Smith Insures, 234-3641.
If you have a guest or topic that you would like to hear on Coffee Break Extra, please call 234-1400. And now, back to today's program.
Ooh, this is going to be interesting.
Normally, I don't do the song 2 days in a row, but...
This is the original, right?
It is. It's,
oh, yeah. Huey Lewis?
Ray Parker Jr.?
Yeah,
Ray Parker.
Ray Parker Jr.
I got that wrong.
Yes, you did.
I got that way wrong now that I'm listening.
Still living on the Ghostbusters thing.
Yep. And so that opens tonight at the Ross Opera House.
You look very, surprised.
Well, you know, I typically don't even know what day it is when I walk in here, so. But it is Friday.
It is Friday.
Yes. And so tonight and tomorrow night at 7, Sunday at 4, we have the new Ghostbusters movie.
Frozen
Ghostbusters,
Empire.
Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, that's right.
Wow, it seems like we just did a new Ghostbusters movie.
It was like, yeah, I thought we did too.
Yeah.
But it was 2 years ago.
Huh.
So we just did a new Ghostbusters movie.
That was that year that all those sequels came out. The Top Gun sequel, the Ghostbusters sequel, the King Kong sequel.
King Kong!
And there's a new one coming soon.
Yes, next weekend we'll have Godzilla x King Kong.
Oh my God!
So
you're kidding me? Godzilla and King Kong in one movie?
Yes,
that's a lot of monsters.
And it's not a versus. like it was last time. It's an X.
They're helping
Godzilla
each other.
Godzilla X King Kong. I guess that's Godzilla times King Kong. So God, it's exponential.
So it's God Kong.
But anyway, this weekend, Ghostbusters, one weekend only.
Yeah, one weekend only this weekend, and then Godzilla and Kong next weekend.
Is there a tribute to Harold Ramis in the movie?
I don't know. There was last time.
Oh, I guess there wouldn't be this time.
Unless he'd been gone that long.
I hear beeping.
Yeah. We're beeping.
It's because you brought the ghost with you.
Sorry, the show is over. We'll now return you to something more intelligent.
But you know, tickets are available for our sketch comedy show coming up called The Complete History of Cynthiana Abridged.
Yeah, what's this about, Meyer?
It's a zany, wacky, slapstick look at all 230-plus years of history of Cynthiana. So,
is this going to be like hours?
No, it's a bridge. That's why we threw the abridged in there.
Do a year by year. The first year, we...
In 1795...
Not much happened.
So Cynthia and Anna were born.
It's going to be a pretty fast-paced show.
And that's May 17th.
May 17th, 18th, and 19th.
Will Roger be in the dress the whole time?
Not the whole time, but
some of the time.
He gets in the dress more than anybody else.
That concerns
me. Is he Raggedy Ann?
No, he's not Raggedy Ann.
That's a shame.
You have to come up and see who he plays.
I mean, I figure you're David Shealy.
But it is the innocent, though, persecuted.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, a tease.
So is he.
Oh, my. So, actually, a month from today, you all will be on stage.
Yeah, it's a month. Yeah.
Wow.
So.
You excited?
Yeah, a little nervous now since we have less than a month.
Have you even rehearsed?
Oh, yeah. We've been rehearsing since February, so it's
good.
It's good. So it's going to be fun.
It sounds like it.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
You
so.
Guys will do a good job. You always do.
There has been a lot of fun productions come out of the Roz Opera House owners.
Yes. Well, a lot of things that's been successful, like the Ghost Walks. You know,
right.
We still are kind of flabbergasted by the success of the continuing success of those. 18 years later, and still over 1,000 people a year come from all over
to hear the same stories.
That's right.
I mean, it's almost like I go now so I can say them with them.
Yeah. You know, and we have tipped our nose into variety shows before. You've been on the stage
right.
on some of our variety shows, which was really, really funny stuff.
Yes. At least to us.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about the audience, but...
We were so busy putting them on, we didn't have time to market them, so we didn't get crowds there.
Right.
But now, you know, we're doing a much better job marketing and trying to get a crowd there. So.
Yeah. The rule of my thought is that a show of this kind at Roz Opera House is an absolute 100% good time. It'll either be an excellent production because of its quality, or it will just be funny for other reasons.
And we're shooting for both this time.
And I think that's a mark this gang can hit.
Well, you know, it's about an hour and a half show complete.
Yeah.
There's 50 costume changes in the hour.
In an hour and a half?
Yeah. Like, we're running backstage and, like, throwing on a costume, coming back out as a totally different character, then running back and being somebody else. So, we play all the parts, the four of us. It's just four cast members, the four owners of the Roz Opera House. So, that's kind of a tease. But you can go to www.rozoperahouse.com and get tickets for that show or any of the movies we've got coming up, too.
Will you be doing it for the school kids?
If they want to buy a ticket and come.
There'll be three shows. They're welcome to come.
17th, 18th, and 19th.
I didn't know if you were taking the show up to, like, Southside and going to let the kids see the history of Cynthiana.
Only if they're paying. I do have a question.
Edward knows as well.
I've known you all for a few days. I do have a question about this weekend, though.
This weekend?
Who's popping?
Oh, this is Roger's weekend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Roger will be there.
So the...
Pop in the corn.
Is he the emperor?
No.
You're the emperor.
I'm the emperor of the corn.
It's been a while since we've went down this road.
He claims to be the popcorn king.
That's right.
But I think an emperor outranks a king, don't you think so?
I would believe. Because emperor would suggest multiple kingdoms.
That's right.
Well, since I was on the show, I had the opportunity to make a compare and contrast with what is supposedly the best popcorn in the 10th region.
Okay.
The Mason County Fieldhouse versus Ross.
Really? They're claiming the best popcorn in the 10th region?
Oh, absolutely. Now, I realize you don't serve your popcorn at sporting events. So if you classify sporting event versus entertainment venue, maybe there's a distinction. But the Ross popcorn beats like a rented mule. The Mason County Fieldhouse popcorn.
There we go. Well, I expected nothing less.
And it tasted kind of burned up in Mason. I was like, if you call this good popcorn, you people need to come south.
That's right.
That river water's ruined their palate.
Must have.
So, well.
All right. So, any more on the, I know we've only got 5 more minutes, yeah. But we were talking about the crime bill.
Yeah.
And
it certainly appears to be almost anything that goes through the General Assembly, things move back and it's a pendulum. It swings back and forth. And we went, for the last 10 years or so, I'm pretty comfortable saying that we have become, the pendulum has swung more in the direction of rehabilitation, counseling, treatment, addiction, this sort of thing. And there's science and there's logic and this sort of thing behind a modification. But this bill really puts some teeth back into a lot of the statutes. It's the kind of thing that is designed to allow our police officers, prosecutors in the courtroom, and judges to have some more flexibility as far as making decisions in terms of what happens. Now, one thing I have seen kind of circulating about, and I'm not completely up to speed, but I want to mention it, is it sounds like that on some crimes, some felony crimes, the mandatory, there may be an element of a mandatory minimum.
Okay.
So like in state court, the sentencing discretion on felony cases is always up to the judge. And to that end, you've got a 20-year crime. You could do 20 or you could do 1.
Right.
On some
and it's up to the judge.
It's up to the judge.
And then you get in that place where, you know, 2 counties right next to each other but have different judges.
Correct.
Same crime.
Are seen differently.
Yeah.
So I think there's an attempt on some more serious crimes to get, and this would be like the assaults, the manslaughters, the big stuff.
Right.
To get those more in line so that they are tracking together. And so that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out because it's going to be different. It's going to be a different approach for our judges. It'll be a different approach in the courtroom. I just realized something, Mayor.
What was that?
I don't know that anyone has gotten on the radio and sung the praises of our Commonwealth Attorney's Office.
Well, not that I know.
I mean, Doug gets on here and talks, but I don't know how much he... Mike Laws and Doug Miller. They had the Laquan Taylor trial. It was 7 days. 7 days of trial is a lot.
Yep.
And they got a tremendous result in our community. And when you're the attorney presenting a case, you've got all kinds of worries, you've got all kinds of challenges, there's all kinds of things that you deal with. And Mike and Doug managed to put together a presentation that 12 members of our community came back with a guilty verdict as far as Mr. Taylor causing harm to Trooper Michael Sanguini, and then sentenced him to a sentence of 55 years.
Right.
Those jurors took their time. They contemplated. They discussed. They asked questions. It was
the way the system supposed to work.
Absolutely.
Yep.
It was confirming that while our system is not perfect, people work very hard to make it the best we can.
Right.
And in that vein, the attorneys that represented Mr. Taylor made an excellent presentation on his behalf. Mr. Taylor was facing up to life in prison. And the jurors decided that 55 years was appropriate. They moved the needle. And it was I got to watch the last 2 days of it. The first week of the primary proof was a bit much. I had a little something else going on. But I had a chance to watch the last 2 days, and it